good sized leaves will creak you.
What about something smaller than a branch? What else do you have?
Well, I don't know what you call nothing smaller than a branch. I don't know.
What about something that a stream that only flows after it's been raining?
Well, I wouldn't know what you call that, but we have that here. It's gonna flow until it rains, then it rains. But I don't know. Really don't know what you call that. Just a low place in the water run there until it dries out.
What about something bigger than a creek?
Well, I don't know nothing bigger than a creek, but ocean, something like that.
But a what?
Ocean.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What does a creek flow into?
It flows into there. I think it flows into the ocean somewhere. I don't know where.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the streams around here?
Well, some streams called Big Creek Stream. Big Creek. Yeah, Big Creek Stream in Tallahoma, and oh, several places I can't think of just now, but several places stream.
Tallahoma what?
Tallahoma, that's in Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
Tallahoma, that's between you and Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Tallahoma.
What does the word stream mean to you?
Well, just what a word stream mean to me. That's where the water run. That's all I know. Just stream.
So it could be a creek or a branch.
Yeah, branch, whatever it is. It's a stream. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
And a small rise in land, you would call a.
So what?
A small rise in land, you'd call a.
I don't know.
Okay, you might have level land, or the land might come up and make a little.
Or a hill.
Okay.
We call it a hill. Hillside. You know, hill down there. In the bottom of a hill, we call it flat.
Uh-huh.
From the hill, we call it flat down.
Mm-hmm. And to open the door,
you
take hold of the door?
Take hold of the door and twist the knob.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever use that word knob talking about land?
Well, you know, sometimes you do use that word, telling something about what you did, but I twisted the knob and opened the door.
Uh-huh. But that word knob is, do you ever use the word knob to talk about land? Like a knob being something like a hill?
Well, I don't, I guess it's like that, but I don't guess I remember nothing like that.
Yeah.
I don't think I did. I didn't get too far up in the high grade enough to learn all that. Like, I just guess at some of it.
Yeah. What about something much bigger than a hill?
Well, that's what we call a mountain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mountain.
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp is called the. Say somebody jumped over the
bluff or over the.
Or
I don't know. I just can't take it. I don't know what to call it.
You ever heard cliff?
Cliff, yeah, something like that. Yeah, cliff. Jumped over the cliff.
Okay.
Cliff. That's right.
And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you'd call that a.
Up in the mountains where the road goes across in the valley.
But still up in the mountains, though, a thing between the mountains.
Well, I really don't know what you call that, but I certainly don't. I would like to know, but
yeah.
I don't.
You ever heard of a gap? Do you ever use that word gap?
Well, sure, I have. Mm-hmm.
What's the word gap mean?
We use it in different things, you know. We say gap, and people used to have